السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما وينصرك الله نصرا عزيزا هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, the month of Ramadan in South Africa is the 9th of Ramadan today. We know in the month of Ramadan, for the adult, healthy, normal Muslims to fast is compulsory. Besides the fasting in Ramadan and the Taraweeh Salah that we read at night, 20 rakats, there are some other important events that took place in the blessed month of Ramadan. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the non-Muslims used to cause a lot of oppression, harm, discomfort to the Muslims. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the early Muslims migrated from Makkah to Medina Munawwara, where it was easy to practice Islam, propagate Islam with not much opposition. But Nabi Sallam had the love for the city of Makkah Mukarrama, city of his birth, city where the Kaaba is. And Nabi Sallam always had the desire that we need to conquer Makkah and overcome our enemies. It so happened Nabi Sallam sees in a dream, لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ لَرَسُولَ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ لَا تَخَافُونَ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. The Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu wassalam, their dream is also a wahi message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Sallam explained his dream to his noble companions that I'm entering Makkah Mukarrama, and we know when the person makes Umrah or Hajj, coming out of Ihram, they have to shave off the hair, slaughter the animal, etc. Them. So Nabi Sallam and the Sahaba left Medina Munawwara to go to Makkah Mukarrama peacefully without taking up any arms or anything. When they reached at a place called Hudaybiyah, the non-Muslims, the disbelievers, they stopped our beloved Rasulullah and the early Muslims from going to Makkah Mukarrama. And at Hudaybiyah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, we never come to fight. if you don't want us to go to Makkah, okay, we won't go. But allow us at least the next year or so to go. So the peace treaty was signed. And this peace treaty, it was very difficult for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and some other Sahaba. They told Rasulullah, we are on haq. Why must you humble yourself so much and submit to the peace treaty? And the clauses of the peace treaty was also mostly to the benefit of the non-Muslims and the Quraysh. But anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made mashara with our spiritual mothers that were accompanying him, that the Sahabas are finding it difficult to accept this peace treaty. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, we rather fight and go through. If we be victorious, we'll enter Makkah. And we happen to pass away while fighting for the good cause, we'll pass away as martyrs. But Nabi Sassam said, no, we never come with weapons, we never come. Eventually, Nabi Sassam shaved off his hair. Then the Sahaba see Nabi Sassam shaving off his hair. They also started shaving off their hair. And as they were returning from Hudaybiyah, these wonderful verses of Para 26, Surah Al-Fatah was revealed. Inna fatahna laka fatahan mubina liyaghfira lakallahu ma taqaddama min zambika wa ma ta'akhara wa yitimma ni'matahu alayka wa yahdiyaka siratam mustaqima. Let's read the English translation. Indeed, we have granted you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a manifest victory, so that Allah may forgive you for those shortcomings that have passed and those that may occur in the future, and so that He may complete His favor on you, guide you on the straight path, and so that Allah may render you assistance that is most powerful. Now, our Iman is our beloved Rasulullah from birth. Till Nabi Sam left the world, he never committed anything wrong, any mistakes. Allah protected Nabi Sallam from the practices of the Ayyam al-Jahiliyyah. As a period of ignorance, people worshipping idols, drinking alcohol, committing adultery, zina, burying the young daughters alive, make tawaf round the Kaaba naked. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never did all those things. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, being the most beloved creation of Allah, had a wonderful character from birth right till he left this world. Here the forgiveness of sins, some Mufassirin mention, is just to clear the air from the non-Muslims who still have some ill feelings for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the heart, the hypocrites and the munafiqeen, and to show the exalted status of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the final Nabi, and the highest rank in Jannah is reserved for our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrated that after concluding the peace treaty at Hudaybiyah, the Muslims were returning to Medina in grief, because they were unable to perform the Umrah they set out to perform. When the opening verses of Surah Fatah was revealed, Rasulullah said to the Sahaba, such a verse has been revealed to me, which is more beloved to me than the entire world. Rasulullah then recited the verse, indeed we have granted you a manifest victory, so that Allah may forgive you for those shortcomings that have passed and those that may occur in the future. Thereupon the Sahaba said, congratulations to you, O Rasulullah, would like you to know what will become of us. It was then that Allah revealed the verse, that He may admit the believing men and women into gardens Benin Ouch rivers flow. In the Sirat Kitab, our Dreen Sirat Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, compiled by Mawlana Idris Khanlavi Rahmatullah Alayhi of India, the original work is in Urdu. The English translation was done by our Jamiat KZN, and Allah reward them. I was reading the conquest of Makkah and Hudaybiyah. It is mentioned Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set out on the 10th of Ramzan from Medina Munawwara. And the mode of transport those days, there was no luxury vehicles, buses, trains, aeroplanes. The mode of transport was animals, camel, horseback, donkey. And they never have highways like how we have today. So it took few days before they reached Makkah Mukarrama. And the Mufassirin say the journey started on the 10th of Ramzan. And the actual entry into Makkah took place plus minus 9 to 10 days later, 20th of Ramzan. Now there are certain lessons for us to take. Today also sometimes we apply for Hajj and for Umrah, and for some reason visa is not granted, we cannot go. But your intention was there, Allah will reward you for it. And think that the Sahaba were also stopped, Nabi Sallallahu also stopped at Hudaybiyah. And our object is to look at the command of Allah and not at our emotions and our intellect. So we must submit to the command of Allah without using our intellect. And Allah Ta'ala's decision when to go for Umrah, Hajj, and different aspects of our life also. We mustn't say that we are living in the rocket age where we are traveling in aeroplane and luxury vehicles. So certain laws of Islam needs to be changed. No. The mode of transport only changed. The laws of Islam never ever change. What was made haram during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it will remain haram up till today. For example, music is haram. All relation out of wedlock is haram. Homosexuality, lesbianism is haram. Alcohol consumption is haram. And those, we protect the institution of nikah. Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu, eat, drink and do not waste. We eat halal food, etc. So today some bright sparks with so-called Muslim names, but they are agents of shaitan and iblis. They say we are not in the camel age, we are in the rocket age now. So that certain rules of the Quran, al-i'azu billah, needs to be changed. That statement alone takes you out of the fold of Islam. And Allah says in another verse of the Quran, those that commit adultery, zina, drink alcohol, commit murder, rape, they are like animals. Ulaika kal-an'ami bal hum adall. They are like animals and worse than animals. We got Nabi Sassam as a role model, his companions as a role model, the Quran and Hadith, and the four Khulafai Rashideen, Had Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Had Umar radiyallahu anhu, Had Usman radiyallahu anhu, Ali radiyallahu anhu. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, when I'm not in the world, follow my companions and especially the four Khulafa'i Rashideen. Now coming back to the verses of the Quran of Surah Fatah, Allah Ta'ala says also about peace, tranquility. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعْ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. It is Allah who sent tranquility into the hearts of the believers so that the faith, the iman increases together with the iman they have. The armies of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah, and Allah is ever all-knowing, the wise. Now, one is we have the physical food and the physical body. We have our sehri, our iftar. Or in a normal days out of Ramzan, we have a breakfast, lunch and supper. In between we have our tea and snacks and cold water and juices on the summer day, hot summer day. That is all for the body. And we have a spiritual body. وَيَسْأَلُوا لَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. The details of the soul, Allah has the knowledge. But there is a soul in every person. When we are living, the soul is with us. When we pass away, the soul comes out. Now, food for the soul is to obey the commands of Allah and follow the sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and salah being the most important pillar in Islam after iman. To read our Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha every day of our life, especially in the month of Ramzan. And do our duty with beauty. In the month of, when we read Salatul Jama'ah, the reward is multiplied 27 times. And for 40 days we read our Salatul Jama'ah, Allah make our iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. And as humans, in a 24-hour cycle, we need 6-7 hours of sleep. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some companions came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, we wish to make ibadat all the time, we wish to fast every day. Some said, we don't want to make nikah, we want to only devote ourselves in ibadat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that divide the night into three parts. One third for your family, one third for your sleep and rest, and one third you can make ibadat the last portion of the night. He said, I make nikah, you'll also make nikah. Those that want to fast, one is to fast in the month of Ramzan is compulsory. But optional fast other days, on Monday, Thursdays you can fast. 3 days of the month, 13th, 14th, 15th of the Islamic lunar month you can fast. Or you still want to have that zeal to fast, said fast like Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. One day he used to fast. And one day you shouldn't fast. And Allah Ta'ala tests people different sicknesses. How beautiful our deen is. Even the farz fast that we cannot fast because of sickness, terminal ill sickness, you give fidya. So Islam is a religion of complete balance, where we need to sleep 6-7 hours of the day. We need to have time for our wife and children. We need to eat also. And also earn our halal rozi. Islam does not promote laziness. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When we come out of the middle left foot, we say we ask of the bounty of Allah. And part of the bounty of Allah is to earn our halal rozi. Different types of employment, jobs, businesses, professions people have. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant everybody halal barakat wali rozi. We have the best masjid and madrasas in South Africa. Allah reward all our generous donors. Now to satisfy the physical body, we have our food and our drinks, halal drinks. For the soul is, we have to read Quran, take the tasbih inside zikr. Our masjids are so peaceful. The moment the muazzin gives azan, make wuzu, come in the masjid. Don't discuss business matters in the masjid. Don't discuss professional sports cause in the masjid. Have the etiquettes of the masjid. And it's a place of peace and tranquility, not a place of arguments and disputes. Anything that can create, trigger a dispute in the masjid, keep our mouth, tongue. Don't be a means of disunity. Be a means of unity and love and peace and harmony in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing.